The Trump administration recently announced $12 billion in bailout money in an effort to prop up the farming industry. That comes as farmers around the country have complained about trade wars and general economic conditions, making it tough for them to do business. Bob Thompson is president of the Michigan Farmers Union. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan the bailout money may not be enough to stabilize local farms and that it may take a new farm bill to do that.
I think the financial problems that a lot of farmers, particularly our smaller family farmers, are experiencing is a direct result of a lot of the policies of the new administration, particularly the tariff policies. And I think that a secondary issue at this point is the mental strain, stress that is putting on a lot of families here. As the end of the year comes on and we get into the holiday spirit, that financial considerations, hard choices are going to have to be made on a lot of farms. That really speaks to needing to have neighbors looking in on neighbors.
So the Trump administration announced the $12 billion in bailout money for farmers. Obviously, that's got to be cut a lot of ways around the country. So what does that bailout money look like, you know, when it gets to Michigan farmers?
Well, that's really yet to be seen because the administration still has to decide how much money is going to corn versus wheat versus soybeans versus around 15 different row crops. And so it'll be a function of how many acres of a particular crop a producer had reported to the Farm Service Agency, then they will calculate an actual payment amount. So it's really too early to tell from our viewpoint how many dollars might be coming into Michigan. I think one thing to keep in mind is that of the $12 billion, $11 billion is going to be used for row crops and wheat, your traditional crops. And there's been $1 billion that has been set aside to be used for all other agriculture interests, whether it be specialty crops such as your apples, cherries, asparagus, you name it, blueberries.
So with all the kind of outside things that farmers are facing, what needs to change in the way that things are set up for farmers under this administration to make you all successful?
Well, I think whether it's this administration or a future administration, we need to get back to the family farm structure. The government needs to take on the multinational corporations that are bleeding the smaller farmers dry, and the fact that they have monopolies in a lot of different areas, from seed corn to meat processing to fertilizers to you name it. There needs to be a general revamp of farm programs, farm support to regionalize processing plants for your meats and the like.
So one of the other issues, I know tariffs has been a thing that's impacting farmers, but obviously over the last year, immigration's been a pretty big topic. And correct me if I'm wrong, I believe about 3/4 of labor in farms comes from immigrant labor programs. Has that climate, you know, around immigration had an impact on farms in Michigan when it comes to, you know, finding a workforce for the season?
Quite assuredly, yes. It has had a major impact. I think the farmers, particularly with the specialty crops, have had unique struggles in trying to obtain enough labor to get crops off and processed. I think, at least within our membership, that's been the case. I think that the idea of essentially painting any immigrant as bad is not proper. There certainly are situations where farmers, particularly dairy, would be a good one. They need to have that labor force to operate. And perhaps they should ask more questions as far as proper paperwork. But I think at the end of the day, I think anybody that works and gets paid, whether they are credentialed or not, pays into the tax system, whether it be Social Security or whatever, and that monies are just thrown away as far as those people because they can't collect them then.
That's Michigan Farmers Union President Bob Thompson. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.